Howard, today we're celebrating Steve's 40th anniversary on WGN Radio. What were you doing 40 years ago? Do you remember?
You know, let's see. I've been married 43 years, so I was probably thinking about getting married. That was one thing for sure. I don't even remember.
It seems so long ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because the one thing I'll say about social media is that it has made it possible for people to reach out to you from your past. And whether you remember them or not, you know, they tend to have a significant event, you know, as Steve was saying, or an episode or something, and they remember it like it was yesterday. And, you know, you don't want to rain on their parade, so you sort of politely acknowledge it. But, you know, I think it's really important to stay in touch with people from your past, because you never know who's going to bring you your future or what they may be leading you to. Nobody, you know, is a success by themselves. And it's important to remember that a lot of these people from your past, you know, help you get to where you're at. And then lastly, it's just the right thing to do. A lot of these folks are asking for a bump or a reference or a connection, and it costs you nothing. And honestly, I think it's something that everybody should do. Having said all that, you know, the opposite side of that is that, you know, if you don't leave your past, sometimes in the past, you end up getting stuck, you know, carrying it forward, and that's not particularly healthy. But I think it's really important to look backwards and to remember all of these good times. I mean, we're in a time where everything is so sped up that I don't know if these kids are going to have memories. I mean, you know, they're going to remember sitting in front of a screen, but they're not going to remember a fall they took, a tree they climbed, someplace they swam, doing something with a friend. I mean, all of that sort of stuff that made us and created a lot of emotional connections and experiences. You know, I don't think these kids are subject to that today.
Yeah. All they'll have is, doing the duck lips on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a whole different issue is, you know, as I think I told you a couple of times ago that, you know, it used to be that if you ask a 16 or 17 year old what their career choice was, they wanted to be the personal assistant to a movie star. But now that's moved. Now everybody wants to be an influencer. Mm. And this is crazy. I mean, this is not a real life. And we're pointing these people down the path again and telling them that this is something they should aspire to instead of getting a real job and learning a trade and, you know, doing stuff like that.
Absolutely.
It's not a good message.
Howard Tolman is with us. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. We talk about his article on Inc.com. And what I loved about the article, Howard, is that you have been a part of building so many businesses throughout your career. And I could kind of feel that through the article that you penned today and what you've seen and how your past actually influences your future and how you see things today based on what you've learned from yesterday.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's absolutely right. And one of the things about today's article was this guy, you know, gave me a 50,000-foot view of his business, and I said, geez, I've seen this movie before. It hasn't ever worked in the past, and do I even want to waste time, you know, listening further? But I did. And it turns out that, you know, they have thought through a lot of stuff. This has to do with the fact that, we don't typically, when you get an online gift, there's almost never a greeting card. There's almost never an explanation even of who it came from sometimes.
Yeah.
And you sort of wonder. Way back when we looked at a company that was going to make and insert greeting cards, and all the manufacturers and people like Amazon freaked out because they don't want to do anything to disrupt somebody pressing the button and buying and paying. You know, they don't want any complications. But this guy has, you know, developed a system that is a sampling system. So based on what you bought and who you are and everything else, they just include sort of a surprise gift on behalf of manufacturers to get a chance for you to sample it. And it's 1,000 times smarter than the stuff we see at every street corner where, you know, somebody's handing you out a can of something. They have no idea who you are. You have no idea what you're being handed. They don't know whether you threw it away at the next corner. All of that stuff. I mean, there was a guy named John Wanamaker, and, you know, he had the great line that, you know, half of every dollar of advertising is wasted. The problem is we just don't know which half. And so we're headed to a time where you have to make sure that your money, your advertising dollars, are actually targeting and reaching the people that you want to reach and that the people are likely to be customers. And this is a very good system of getting samples right into the hands of people who are the right people. And, you know, I think it's going to turn out to be a very successful business. It's called Swish, by the way, which I thought was an interesting choice.
And so is that somebody that you've put money into?
Well, I can't put money into anything that I'm writing about because, you know, but I do look at these things and we do have a fund, and it's as that company advances, we'll take a good hard look at it. But I don't like to be in a position where I say something nice about somebody and they say, of course you said that because somebody paid you to say that, or you're an investor. This is a lesson that apparently nobody in government has learned.
And one of the things in the article that caught my eye is Swish's program already knows all the available demographic, prior history, current purchase data about each buyer in real time. And I think as consumers, we don't always pay attention that they know everything about us when we go to make a purchase on their online, whether it's Amazon or whatever it might be.
Totally. They know a great deal. And you realize, you know, if you ever watch regular broadcast TV, you realize just how painfully wrong it is these days when they show you the same ad 4 or 5 times during a 1 hour program. And you're like, what on earth are these people thinking? And do they really think that this is doing anything other than aggravating the people who are watching this stuff? And it's the same thing when you do make an online purchase from somebody who isn't a smart retailer. Then you get bombarded with ads for the same thing. And it's like, well, I just bought that. So do me the favor. And Amazon is the best at this. Amazon absolutely never wastes your time offering you the same thing again. But other marketers and merchants don't know this yet. And so you get, you know, every time you turn on your TV, the same thing pops up. Like, do you need a T-shirt from, you know, this company or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Please give your wife my love for helping out at Angels with Tails for Paws on Sunday.
Yeah, they did pretty well. I mean, it was a little cold, but I think they did 30 or 40,
adoptions.
Yeah. And I would say one piece of sad news is that Susanna Homan, who has been a great CEO, is moving on to take a new position. She's going to be the head of the Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. So there'll be a new leader at Paws, but she's been great, and she's going to do great for the boys and girls of the city.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Howard.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Lisa.
The article about Swish, you should check it out if you're a small business owner. It really is of interest. You will find that at inc.com.